Workbook. Unit 4. Listening.
Listening text.
Humans and chimps. Do you remember the story of Jane Goodall and how she studied chimps? One of the things she saw and reported on was how similar chimp and human body languages are. It is important for both chimps and humans to try to have a friendly and peaceful society. So we both do many things to make sure that others do not become angry and dangerous. When humans are worried or frightened, sometimes we will smile in a nervous way. Chimps also look as though they are smiling when they are nervous. This is to make us look friendly so an enemy will not hurt us. When a powerful chimp frightens the others, the smaller ones will bend down or hold their heads low and hold out their hands as if they want to be friends. The bigger one will touch them or kiss them and hug them to make them feel safe. When chimps are angry, they will stand up, wave their arms around, walk quickly, and throw things about. They also make noises. They are trying to make themselves look bigger and more frightening. Many humans will also stand up, take a deep breath, and put their hands on their sides so they look bigger and stronger. Sometimes we will move too close to another person and stand over them to make them feel smaller. We sometimes shout loudly to frighten others. Chimps and humans need to feel safe and protected, so both kinds of mothers will hold their babies and hug and kiss them. Young chimps and children also love to play and enjoy each other's company. Are we like chimps or are chimps like us?
Listening task. Look at the different gestures and the body language that the people use in the pictures as you listen to the tape.
Listening text.
Lunch with a friend. Shen Lei is meeting Julie, his Canadian friend, at a restaurant.
Hello, Julie.
Sorry I'm late. The traffic was terrible.
That's okay. I just arrived. Be careful. The steps are wet. Don't slip.
Thanks. Let's go in. It's raining.
Oh, look at the beautiful decorations and flowers. Is it a special holiday?
No, but it's a new restaurant, so the flowers are here to give congratulations to the owners and for good luck.
What do you mean when you say good luck? Do you mean good luck to make money, or good luck for other things?
It's for good business in the restaurant. Now, please come over here.
Do you want me to sit down here? Oh, come and look at the fish.
We could have some of that kind.
How much is the mandarin fish? It looks very fancy.
It is a little expensive, but it's excellent. I think it's about 38 yuan.
What does that mean? It looks like you are pointing a gun at the waitress.
We use our fingers to show numbers, don't you?
Yes, but not like that. This is how we would say 38.
The two friends have a big lunch, and when they are finished, they are full. They have eaten too much.
What's the matter? Do you have a stomach ache?
No, I just ate too much.
I'm full, too. I always eat too much in Chinese restaurants. This was a really good meal.
Reading task.
The open hand, a universal sign. When you meet people at the airport, you see that most people smile and shake their hands with people they meet. We know that a smile is usually a sign that people feel friendly and happy. But what if we don't know who the new person is? What if we are not introduced by a friend? What if we are meeting a stranger in an unfamiliar place? Sometimes people are dangerous and humans have to find ways to protect themselves. We have to make sure we can trust people we do not know. And we have to show that we are not dangerous. Showing our hands means that we are not armed. In many cultures today, the Western custom of shaking hands is used. We use our right hand, which is usually stronger than the left one. If we are using our hand this way, it cannot be holding a knife or a gun. It shows that we trust the other person, and that the other person can trust us. Not all cultures use the handshake. And people in many Asian cultures do not always touch another person. The traditional greeting in China was to cover the left hand with the right and bow. Japanese people might cover one hand with the other, and, depending on whom they are greeting, bow slightly or quite low. In India, Hindu people join their hands in front of their faces and bow their heads. Muslims will touch their heart, mouth, and forehead to show respect. Even young people in the West now give each other the high five when they slap each other's hands high in the air. They are all keeping their hands busy. In almost all cultures, to smile and show an open right hand means, "Welcome, you are safe with me."